This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So if you go into a movie theater and buy one of those dumpster-sized cardboard popcorns and a box of Milk Duds, six times the size of your smartphone, I mean, do you really need a federally mandated label to tell you the calorie count of what you are buying? Since skepticism over actions of government might be a plausible theme for today's hour, get this. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is announcing new rules today requiring that calorie information be listed on all menus in chain restaurants, movie theaters, and vending machines, and other substances you're likely to put into your body. It's actually part of the Affordable Care Act's answer to the public health problem of obesity. Dr. Keith Ayoub, nutrition Dr. Keith Ayoub, are you buying it?
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's a great tool because when you're out away from your home or whatever, you don't always know. On the other hand, it's certainly not going to cover all the places where people eat. It's not going to cover the corner diner. It's not going to cover your mom's Thanksgiving meal, that's for sure. So it's a tool that can be used or not used. And I've seen studies that show that, you know, some people use them. I've seen studies that show that it makes no difference whatsoever. I guess my question is sort of okay, great, it's a tool, but are people going to use it? If people are educated, is that going to change their behavior? And that's where I get a little skeptical.
All right. Keith Ayoub is an associate clinical professor of pediatrics at the Albert Einstein School of College of Medicine. What substances does this suddenly encompass here? I mean, I've seen a lot of calorie count labels here in the city of New York and around the country. What's new about this?
Well, this is going to be more broad sweeping. It's actually going to cover chain restaurants, even like alcoholic beverages and things like that. It's going to cover convenience stores. Certainly movie theaters are going to be a new one. I'll be honest, as somebody who also works with consumers, some of them don't want to know all the things that they're eating. And I'm not sure that that education always changes behavior.
Wait a second. Let me hold you up there for a second. If some people don't want to know, and that's something you've observed, then seeing it may actually change their behavior, right?
And John, it may. The only thing I can tell you is that studies have sort of been kind of equivocal here. Some of them show that it doesn't really influence behavior. I think it's going to be good for a certain consumer that wants to know more. But not every we shouldn't assume that consumers want to know more. And I would say that in New York, a lot of the chain restaurants have had these on their menu boards for a long time. I'm not sure it's changed behavior. It might change the purchases because when you go into a fast food restaurant, for example, now you can actually eat a better meal than you could 20 years ago.
That's
so it's
true.
Not necessarily anymore where you go; it's what you choose when you're there, and that sort of remains to be seen. What happens though? I guess my question, as a clinician and a researcher, is what if you do this and obesity remains the same?
Right. Well, we'll come back to you when those statistics are out. Before we go, though, how's this going to work in the bar? You order a martini and somebody says, here, pal, 850 calories.
Well, a martini won't have 850, I guarantee you, but it'll have closer to like 200 maybe, if it's a big one. And again, if you're ordering your martini, it may be calories may not be primary on your mind.
Probably not.
Yeah, but I'd also have to say it's not a rule that's going to apply to sort of the mom-and-pop independent. And I'll tell you, that's where a lot of my patients get a lot of their calories from takeout. So I guess I'm a little skeptical. I think it's a great, great tool that has potentially great use. It remains to be seen whether it's going to be of use whether it's intended for consumers to use.
So hopeful skepticism from Keith Ayoub, but bartenders needn't worry about having to change their over-the-counter demeanor over all of this.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I said, then people are going to start asking, well, should I have it with the olive or not?
Keith Ayoub is associate clinical professor of pediatrics at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Thanks so much.
Sure, thank you.